Welcome to Switzerland in Sound. This is Bob Zanotti. In addition to the newly produced material offered on the website and here on PCJ Media, we also feature some old vintage reports and features from the pre-Switzerland in Sound days. The information they contain may no longer be valid or up to date, but we present this material as a sound document for your listening pleasure. Here is one of those vintage items.
Is everybody ready?
Yeah!
Okay, then let's get going with SBC's New Year's Eve studio party. With us tonight in Studio One are members of SBC's several language services who'll be sharing with us the many New Year's customs in their part of Switzerland and the world, and at the same time, we hope, having some fun in the process, which we also hope you at home will be doing as well. And right now, to get us in that gay and festive mood, James Last and the orchestra. James Last of the orchestra getting everybody here, and I hope you at home in a good and happy mood for this New Year's Eve party from SBC. What do we have here? Old razzmatazz. Well, what would any party be without somebody at the piano? I don't want to put it that way, somebody. Our somebody just happens to be Nick Lombard, who's also chief of SBC's German service. Nick, I think you have a pretty interesting New Year's Eve story by coincidence to go along with your piano playing history.
Yeah, I had a piano playing history that was quite fascinating. I mean, I started playing when I started university. So the first time I go out, play in a bar, it was at over Christmas and New Year's, and everything went well up to the evening of New Year's. When about 4 minutes to midnight, the waiter George passes by and sort of drops me the hint, Nick, you know the Ready for the New Year's song? I say, New Year's song? Of course, New Year's song. What do you mean? I'm paralyzed at the piano. Well, what do I do? I think it's midnight. Can't do anything else. I think, okay, I strike 12 like this. Now, of course, I noticed that this wasn't quite it, you know. After about five or six times, I sort of stopped and went over to something else. And I noticed, Bob, that I was very, very much less popular than at the beginning of the evening.
A lot of worried faces, eh?
Oh, more than less.
Well, what happened? What happened? What happened?
Lights went out. Everybody waited for me to play, and I didn't play anything because I didn't know what I should have played. And what I should have played, we'll play it at the end of this program.
Okay. Well, that's one of the sad stories of yours, Nick. We'll be waiting at the end of the program. But in your other capacity as chief of the German service, you must know what they're doing in German-speaking Switzerland right now, bringing in the new year. Give us an idea.
Well, I would recommend us to sort of go to the eastern part of Switzerland, to the canton of Appenzell. In the Appenzell, in the little villages, they assemble sort of five to six lads clad in all kinds of unearthly costumes. And they roam the village. They have bells and sort of jingles around them. They make all kinds of noises. And they enter to all the local inns, I think the best thing we do is to listen to one of the inns where a music, a string band is playing, and then they are interrupted by a gang of 5 to 6 guys coming in and giving their performance.
Sample of the very noisy way they bring in the new year in Eastern Switzerland, courtesy of Nick Lombard. Thanks very much, Nick. And now it's over to Chris Dixon for a look at customs in Western Switzerland.
Well, I'm here with Michel Walter of the French Language Service of SBC. Michel, how does New Year get celebrated in the western part of Switzerland?
Well, you see, the reputation of the French Swiss is that they are livelier, that they're more original, that the atmosphere is merrier. But I don't think it's really the case. I mean, in towns, at least, the atmosphere is about the same. The main institution is the cafe. The cafe is decorated, and everybody goes to the cafe. Of course, in the countryside, there are certain traditions, like on the 31st, young people going... Thanks a lot. Cheers. Going from farm to farm and collecting money or collecting gifts, singing, and then at 1, at 2 in the morning, then celebrating for themselves, and that can be pretty lively, I say.
And to continue in a lively note, could you ask Nick for some music from your part of Switzerland?
Well, I'd say I'd ask him to play something melancholic, something from the past. It's called La Jardinière du Roi, the woman's gardener of the king.
Okay, Nick, take it away.
Oh, that's melancholy. There go the strings of the heart. Okay, well, let's travel a bit farther south this time, across the Alps into Italian-speaking Canton Ticino. Here's Keith Cooper.
Italian-speaking Canton of Ticino, one of its finest representatives, of one of its representatives with the best voice, Alfredo Knuchel of our Italian service. Give us a tune, Alfredo.
La da, la 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 la.
What a magnificent way in which to greet 1974. Freddie, you spend a lot of time in Canton Ticino. You come from there, but I don't think really New Year's Eve is a very great event there, really.
You know, Swiss people used to get bothered quite often. Ticino people a bit less, but anyway, they get bothered. New Year's Eve, they get drunk and they get bothered too, you see.
I never get bothered when I get drunk, but anyway. You spent a lot of time in China, Freddie. China, I think, is a country where New Year's Eve is really something.
Yes, because they don't have so many festivals. You see, they don't get drunk every Saturday night as you get, for instance. So they get drunk once a year and they do it well, and they are very happy.
So if you had the possibility, you would move from Canton Ticino out to China every New Year's Eve?
Of course, of course.
But you can't do that, but we're going to have some music from Canton Ticino. Our maestro, Nick Lombard, has some music direct from Canton Ticino. What a magnificent voice. Freddie, what was the name of that?
That was nothing
you
of
You don't
Bol-
know, do you?
Bionda.
Magnificent. Really magnificent. Okay, right now, as soon as I've pulled this cork of this fifth or sixth, I don't know how many bottles of white wine we've drunk yet.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's a sporting event.
How about that?
Oh, right all over my shoe.
Jaime. It's Jaime Ortega of SBC Spanish Service.
Keith, Bob, it's just wonderful.
You like it,
you know, I like it. It's very nice. Everybody's happy, you know.
One of the happiest smiling faces in SBC.
Yes, that's right. You're right.
Well, Jaime, that's got to be your Latin influence, coming from Colombia.
Yes, a little bit of Latin influence and Indian influence, because Indians are happy too.
Well, I think in Colombia, you never get snow like we have. We look outside the window, we can see the snow glistening outside.
Yes, you're right. We have not pines, for instance. Then we used, during this time, we used to decorate our tree with cotton. You know, that's a very, very nice thing.
Yeah, and from the Christmas season, you bring it over into the new year.
Yes, until the new year, which is the biggest party, which is the biggest fiesta in the whole year.
Fiesta.
Yes, very nice. Everybody's drinking a little bit.
A little bit?
A little bit, a little. Yes, just a little bit. I must say that we are very prudent people, you know. We are very careful people.
How much tequila do you drink on a New Year's Eve?
Well, we have not tequila. Tequila's from Mexico, but we have a sort of tequila, which is
just
worse,
as bad.
Which is worse than tequila, you know?
Okay. Well, Jaime, so it's a big festival then in Colombia, and I think you brought along some music to give us an idea of how much fun
it
could be.
Yes, this is a cumbia, which is a very well-known rhythm.
A cumbia.
Cumbia, yes, which is a very well-known rhythm in the whole continent. And you must dance with the, you know.
Well, all right, you can show us here in the studio party, Jaime. Okay, you dance the cumba while we listen to the music outside.
Anyway, wonderful, wonderful, everything.
Jaime Ortega is going to dance the cumba.
Come on, Jaime.
Rhythm is contagious. Jaime, hey, wait a minute. Let's have a big round of applause for Jaime Ortega, dancing the cumba. Somebody drag him from under the table. Okay, Jaime, thank you very much. Chris Dixon has got somebody from SBC's Brazilian service. Chris, what's the story?
And it's my privilege to talk to Elsa Vieira from Brazil.
Hi.
Brazil.
We've heard a lot about carnival in Brazil. Does this happen also at New Year?
Yes, you know, it's funny to say because just midnight in San Silvestre, we have the first carnival of the year. And it's funny also because in the streets, cars start to sound horn and ring
you
bells.
Speak up,
you
I think. Don't be so shy.
Talk about... Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, Alfredo. But really, it's the first carnival of the year in Brazil. And, you know, it's the first day of the year that Brazilian people start to have fun.
And is it as wild as it can be in Europe sometimes?
I think it's better.
Okay,
you know, we are in summertime now there.
Aha, that makes it warmer and therefore wilder, perhaps.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, pipe down. I've got to do. I've got to identify the station. This is the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation in Bern, and this is our New Year's Eve party. Well, New Year's is certainly not a holiday on the top of the Islamic calendar, but it is celebrated by Christian Arabs in a very big way, as you can hear just on the other side of the studio. Let's move over to Keith Cooper.
Well, we've got somebody here from our Arabic department. Nuha, come here. She's standing at the back a little shy. Nuha, you come from Jordan. How do people celebrate New Year's Eve in Jordan?
Yeah, they celebrate it in many ways. I mean, the high society and the middle, usually they go out to restaurant, nightclubs, they eat their dinner, then they start dancing. At 12 o'clock, they start having a raffle, you know, with the numbers. They
big prizes?
Yeah,
yes.
Big prizes, coats, very fancy dresses and like this. It stays till 5 o'clock in the morning or 6. But the people who are not, they are a little bit reserved. They stay home, they play cards. There's a special one called the 7.5, and we are allowed to play with money at that night, you know, not always.
So it's a really big day in the year.
Yeah, very big. They drink wine, and usually the husbands and the wives, they put sterling coins in the wine, and they share it, and they
wish...
They
drink the wine as well,
I hope. Yeah, of course, but not the coin. And then they wish everything nice for the coming year, you know.
And being here in Switzerland, do you miss this, or do you celebrate yourself?
No, we don't celebrate it the same as I celebrate it in Jordan. I miss it, really.
Oh, never mind. But maybe next year you'll be home again. Thank you very much, anyway.
Welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're moving on now. And what have we got next on the list? Bob,
you
tell me.
Me? You and Chris Dixon here. Keith Cooper and Chris Dixon. I mean, okay, we've reviewed just about everything. I want to get somebody else on this just quickly. Honky! Honky!
Honky!
Come here.
Explain who she is.
Come here. Okay, and we have one of our secretaries in the English service, Honky Mucha. Honky, you are originally from Indonesia, but you lived most of your life in Holland.
Yes.
And now you're married to a Swiss. That makes you officially Swiss. It's very complicated. First of all, do you remember anything about New Year's celebrations in Indonesia?
Well, it's like in here, you know, like in Europe, because it's really a European tradition that was brought over to the East.
You get drunk, in other words.
No, not really, though.
Honky's too much of a lady ever to get drunk.
But I know that people go out in the streets, they go to the Pasar Malams, you know, there's a sort of night market.
What about your time in Holland? I know there it's a big tradition.
Oh, they do quite a lot of things. The whole month of December, you know, there's a whole month of festivities. And the culmination is New Year. When the clock strikes 12, all the ships in the harbor at the same time start hooting, which is very impressive. And the children go out, they dash out into the streets to let off their fire rockets and fireworks, you know.
Oh, I'm an old fireworks man myself. Honky, do you remember enough Indonesian to give us a greeting in Indonesian?
No, I don't know really.
What about Dutch?
About Dutch?
Yeah.
Gelukkig nieuwjaar.
How is it?
Gelukkig nieuwjaar.
Same to you. Okay, now Keith, you're an interesting man because your parents used to operate a pub over there in Cornwall in England, and you probably remember a lot of good times on New Year's Eve.
Well, I must say that my own memories of New Year's Eve in the pub were not very happy ones because for my mum and dad and for myself as well, it was pretty hard work. I mean, people used to go out on New Year's Eve just to drink. They would go from one pub to another. I mean, an English pub is an English pub. It's a marvelous place at any time of the year, but New Year's Eve, it's particularly good. But there's a lot of hard work involved as well. So, you know, New Year's Eve for me has got quite a few unhappy memories as well as happy ones.
Chris, I understand, of course, that Scotland celebrates New Year's in a big day. It's not so much an English holiday, is it?
Yes, well, this was the case in the past. It was a traditional Hogmanay New Year in Scotland, but now the infection has spread to Britain, and to such an extent that we now have to have a public holiday on the January the 1st so that everybody can recover from New Year's celebrations. This used to be just in Scotland, but now the government's been forced to allow it in Britain too. England.
Come on, Bob, how about yourself? I mean, you come from the States, New York. I mean, New York is a great place any time of the year, but New Year's Eve, something special, I think.
Well, it's very simple. We all watch Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians bringing the New Year on television, playing his music, and then everybody watches on television to see the great ball in the Times building in Times Square. square come down and indicate that the new year has arrived. So that's it. Listen, let's all take a breather right now and get our wits, if that's possible, get ourselves collected, and let's have a little bit of outside music and give our great musician, our pianist Nick Lombard, a break. It's game time now. It's game time. Listen, we have a very intimate lighting system here, but I'm going to turn the main lights on because this is very, very important. Okay, everybody's here. Now, this is the game. Each representative of each language service has been given a bottle of champagne. We've taken the foil off it. Hey, turn the lights on. I can't see. Okay, the idea is the corks are at the ready. And the idea is when I say shoot, this is going to be the first champagne shootout ever broadcast, maybe anywhere held. Okay. So, all right. I'm glad I'm not at the firing end of this. Everybody's got a champagne at the ready. They're going to let their corks fly when I say shoot. And here in the studio, okay, we have a gong which has bullseyes painted on it, and the language service, in our estimation, maybe fist fights over this later on, will be declared the winner. Okay, are you ready? Everybody get around. Everybody get around now. Come on. All right. Nick, you all set? Okay. Ready? What? Oh! It's a false shot. The Portuguese serve. Ready? One, two, three. Shoot! Come on! Come on!
Yes!
He won!
He won!
Alfredo Knuckles is falling over. We got fall everywhere. Keith gets a bit of that. I was watching very, very closely. It was a very close contest, and we've got to admit the winning cork has got a co-op stamp on it, which I think belongs to the Italian service.
The Italian Alfredo Knocco. Alfredo, congratulations. You have been
very happy. Thank you very much for everything.
How do you feel? It must have been a hard workout.
Horrible, you know. I trained for 1 year.
Okay. No hard feelings. Everybody who lost has a bottle of champagne to drink, huh? And say I get half the bottle from everybody, okay? I'm your Ortega, you were second.
Yes. A lot of training, you know, during this year. Oh, yeah.
But you got a prize anyway, you got a bottle of champagne. Yes. Okay. All right, well, listen, I'm afraid that we are just about out of time in just a few minutes, few seconds, a few hours, depending upon where you live in the world. 1973 will have come to a close. Listen, everybody grab a song sheet, huh? Nick Lombard, are you ready? Go! a multilingual greeting from the SBC staff in German.
Es gut neues aussieht.
In Swiss German. French Swiss.
Bonne année.
The Italian Swiss.
Buonanno a tutti.
And from SBC's Arabic service.
Am jadid wa kul am wa antum bikhair.
From the Brazilian service.
Feliz anno novo.
From the English service.
A happy new year to everybody and good luck to you all.
And from Chris Dixon, happy new year too.
And from all of us, Keith Cooper, Chris Dixon, and me, Bob Zanotti, and on behalf of the rest of the English service, and our producer, Mike McMahon, our technician, Claude Alemart, we wish you all a very happy and healthy 1974.
And my wife, too.
Your wife, too. Happy New Year, everybody!